Over the last few years, a new tree disease has been spreading in Massachusetts forests. Beech leaf disease has appeared in over 90 communities. There's no treatment, and conservationists are trying to buy time by keeping trees healthy. As WBUR's Paolo Mora reports, it's one more challenge to trees already facing stressors caused by climate change.
Ready to go? Let's go.
In a corner of the Middlesex Fells in Winchester, a group of six women set off on a woodsy trail for their weekly survey of local plants and wildlife. They walk around Long Pond and stop near a beech tree with a smooth gray trunk and green canopy. Claire O'Neill is with Earthwise Aware, a group of conservation volunteers. She looks up at the sunlit leaves.
When you stand underneath a tree with the reflection of the light going through the leaf, you can see these kind of little rectangular patches of very dark color. This is, you know, what is a sign of the leaf disease.
O'Neill and her group upload information about trees infected with beech leaf disease to the website iNaturalist. Websites like this and other citizen science reporting tools can serve as a starting point for the state's forest health program to monitor the spread of the disease.
In this side of the fells, it has been affected a little bit less than in the Greenwood area.
Beech leaf disease was first identified in Massachusetts in 2020. It's caused by a microscopic nematode that may be spread by birds, insects, and wind. The infection causes leaves to fall off and can eventually starve the tree. Once a tree is infected, it could die within a few years. The disease is spreading fast across the state. Nicole Kelleher is the director of the Forest Health Program with the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation. She says the infection reached the southeast shore first.
The areas we've seen in 2020 where we first identified the disease, we're seeing a significant amount of decline and occasional occurrences of tree death.
The American beech is native to the eastern U.S. The U.S. Forest Service estimates it represents 10% of forests in Massachusetts. They are also common in streets, parks, and cemeteries. The trees provide habitat and food for many animals. The beech leaf disease was first found in the U.S. in Ohio in 2012 and has spread to over a dozen states. In the world of forestry, that's still quite new. In fact, it took 5 years just to confirm that the infection was caused by a nematode, and researchers say finding treatments will take more time.
It's totally new for everyone in this field. There is a lot of work going into investigating different chemicals and methods and methodologies, but it's a slow process.
The most promising treatment so far comes from a chemical typically used as a fertilizer, says Robert Mara, a forest pathologist with the state of Connecticut.
In very simple terms, it is believed that it stimulates the plant's defenses.
It's also low cost and non-toxic. Mara says researchers in Ohio have strong evidence it helps trees live and thrive with the infection. But results haven't been published yet. And some trees are already surviving on their own after being infected.
We see trees that are surrounded by trees that are succumbing rather dramatically to the disease, and these few trees have few symptoms.
Researchers in Ohio are studying these seemingly resistant trees in hopes that they could breed them and use them in reforestation. But it's too early to say if these trees are actually resistant. Massachusetts forest officials say there isn't enough evidence to adopt any treatments yet.
So there's not any official approved treatments at this time.
And beech trees also face other threats in the U.S., which may make them more vulnerable to the leaf disease. For almost a century, the trees have suffered from beech bark disease, a combination of insect and fungus attacks on the tree trunk. This infection spread all over Massachusetts and wiped out most large beech trees in the forest. And then there's climate change. Beech trees have in general been more resilient to heat and drought compared to other trees in the Northeast, says Pamela Templer, a professor at Boston University.
a really important thing to understand is how climate change might be making these trees vulnerable to this pest, but I think it's too early to say.
For now, the main recommendation is to keep beech trees healthy so they are strong enough to fight the disease. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Paula Muda.